Blessings this morning, family. How you doing? This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. This morning, I just want to take a few minutes of your time, if you allow me, to talk about the healing of our nation. Man, when I woke up this morning and I looked at the news and I saw that even here in Colorado, there's a camp, there's a certain group of individuals who have a survivalist camp because they're expecting a civil war to break out after the election. I watched 60 Minutes the other day and saw on there, there's certain groups around this nation that are activating, they're doing military training because they're expecting a civil war to break out after the election. And you know, and my heart began to, kind of drop just a little bit to see how far we have digressed from where we have moved, you know, progressed just a little bit from the 60s and the 70s when we were going through all these things. And it seems like the times have changed, but the situation stays the same. You know, family, I never seen a moment in time where I seen such a division of people, such a division of thoughts and mindsets as I'm seeing today. And I'm saying for us of kingdom-minded people and those of us of faith, we need to come together. We need to start praying. We need to pray that, you know, that the Lord, that even though we know that He is the overseer and He is in control, but He's given control and the authority to men, to us as people, men and women, to the people to make decisions in regards to how our lives evolved. And I'm looking at the news and what I'm seeing on the news and across this nation, we have made some really bad decisions. And the decisions that we have made, there are now consequences for those decisions that we have made. People of God, people of faith, even if you don't believe, this is a time for unification, not division. People of faith, kingdom-minded people, we need to start praying. Even in the midst of this COVID-19 season that we're dealing with, where there's a lot of focus being on those who are dying, those who are sick, the uprise of COVID-19. But in the same breath, there is another side behind all that is happening. That with this election, for whatever reason, well, we know the reason, but this election is so important to this nation. If you never voted, now is the time for you to vote. Whatever reason that you had in the past, exercise that reason for you to vote. For those of us didn't have the right to vote, couldn't go to vote, there was roadblocks, you need to get out there, you need to exercise your right to vote. Vote for whoever you feel is good for your moral conscience, but vote. Don't sit back and say that my vote don't count, because if you don't vote, your vote just count. And it tells me how much you care. It's not that it matters to that I matter, but I'm saying it tells me and it shows this country, shows this nation how much you truly care about the power that you have given through the power of vote. And kingdom-minded people, let's pray. God knows we need to be praying. Let's pray. Let's bind this enemy. I'm reminded of the story of Job. In the story of Job in the Bible, and when he had to come before the Lord and give an account of what he was doing, and all the angels and all those, the individuals, the cherubs, and everybody in heaven had to, well, anyway, anybody, we all know the story, had to come and give an account. The Lord asked Satan, said, "Where have you been?" He said, "Walking up and down, to and fro in this earth." We know that the devil has been given dominion over the earth, but not over us. And we have the authority to take back what he has stolen, but we got to be mindful of that and use the power that has been given to us as the power of faith, the power of prayer, the power of belief, and the power of walking with expectation. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Go out there and vote. Make your vote count. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And stay safe.